Hi, this is Sue Troy. I'm site editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today I'm talking with Brian Wolf, a partner at Laris Technologies, an IT services and consulting company in the Midwest, about IPv6 and storage. Brian is the head of Laris Technologies' networking practice. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Okay, so we've been hearing about IPv6, which is the latest iteration of the Internet Protocol, for quite a while. It's got a bigger address space than IPv4, and it can support a much larger number of IP addresses. What does someone who mainly works with storage, whether a storage professional or a storage VAR, need to know about IPv6?
You know, so from a storage standpoint, it's, if you're the storage architect or a storage administrator, you know, realistically, your role is going to be making sure that the storage targets are talking or, you know, have connectivity to the store, you know, to the initiators. You know, so for example, if you're using iSCSI, you know, that's going to be important. Typically, you know, those are host systems, end systems, and you know, and then the actual, you know, storage hardware. And in a lot of environments, those might be getting addressing through DHCP. You know, you may manually end up assigning the addresses on the storage. So you're going to have to deal with a different addressing format. But that may be the extent to which, if you're the storage administrator, you know, you're going to deal with IP version 6. It's just getting used to the much, you know, larger and, you know, hexadecimal addressing. You can contrast that with the folks on the networking team. Basically, their whole world is going to start all over again. So there's almost nothing that'll be the same going from IP version 4 to IP version 6 for the networking team. And you know, everything's different.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, this is a huge change. But, you know, as a storage administrator, you're going to deal with the different addressing format. And you'll get some improvements in terms of how well your data flows. But that's not necessarily going to mean that you're going to have to invest in a ton of education to be able to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. What kind of problems are there, if any, for somebody administering NAS or iSCSI devices with IPv6?
You know, it's so I think once, you know, beyond potentially having some challenges, you know, designing the addressing scheme, you know, once that's been put in place and everyone's agreed to it, then there's actually a lot of benefits to using IP version 6 that, you know, NAS and iSCSI type storage systems are going to be able to benefit from. So, you know, for example, as the performance needs to scale for some of these applications, IP version 6 is actually better than IP version 4 in terms of if you have a router and what the router needs to do to be able to actually route the traffic. It's a simpler header format, so they're able to actually, once the routers have the IP version 6 support in hardware for switching it, they'll be faster. Now, the only thing to be aware of is some of them today are have software implementations. They're not all doing it in hardware. So, you know, if you have a router that's doing it in software, it might actually be slower. But as we go, you'll find that the performance with IP version 6 might actually be better than what they're getting now. And there's things around quality of service and encryption that are better and more seamless. So the data can be encrypted the whole way, end-to-end, with IP version 6 more seamlessly.
Okay, so it brings improvements, and from a storage perspective, it doesn't really present, you know, big problems for NAS and iSCSI.
No. Once you get over the length of the addresses, yeah, that's true.
Okay. And you were talking about the running in software versus hardware. So related to that, can it be done without a hardware upgrade?
It's just going to depend on the manufacturer and the specific product. You know, the older products, they're never going to get updates for IP version 6, and it's not as big a deal for an end system. You know, like a storage array or NAS, whether it's doing it in hardware or software, it's sort of the switches and routers in the center of the network that have problems if they're doing it in software. But,
right.
You know, so as things progress, you know, a lot of the products you buy today, most of them are going to support IP version 6, at least the, you know, you know, the ones for the enterprise. If you get some of the SOHO or consumer type products, then sure, they may not have any IP version 6 ever or for a while.
Okay. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining me, Brian.
Thank you.